Section contrast using only mutes from scratch, stock devices, intermediate drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live. All right, let's build something that feels like a real DNB tune, but with a constraint that's going to level up your arranging fast. No new sounds for transitions, no risers, no extra fill samples, no fancy effects moments. We're going to create section contrast using only mutes and a couple of soft mute tricks like utility gain and EQ kill style automation, all using stock Ableton devices. Here's the mindset for this lesson. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. The listener needs to feel when the intro becomes the pre-drop, when the drop hits, when the breakdown resets, and when drop 2 comes back with a new attitude. And the fastest way to do that is not to add, it's to reveal. You're basically sculpting energy by deciding what's missing. First, set up your project. Tempo to 174 BPM, 4/4. If you want the DNB bounce in the hats, open the groove pool and try something like swing 16-65 at around 10-20%. Subtle. We're not making it drunk, just alive. Now, track layout. Do yourself a favor and stay organized, because mute-based arranging gets messy if everything is named MIDI 1. Create separate tracks for kick, snare, hats, and perk, then bass sub, bass res, and one simple music texture like a stab or pad. Group your drums into a drums group, and group your basses into a bass group. This is going to make it ridiculously easy to audition big changes quickly, like muting all bass for 2 bars and instantly knowing if the arrangement breathes. Before we even think about sections, we need one thing: a full, proper, drop loop that already bangs. Muting only works if the full version is convincing. So let's build an 8-bar drop loop. Start with drums using a stock drum rack. Load core library one-shots, a punchy short kick, a snare with some body around 200 HC and crack up in the 2-5K range, a tight closed hat, an open hat or ride, and a couple minimal perks or ghosty hits. Keep it lean. A roller doesn't need 50 percussion lanes. It needs a groove. Program the classic DNB backbone. Snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your lighthouse. Then kick on beat 1, plus another kick before the snare, maybe around 1.3 or 1.4 depending on how you like it to push. Add hats on 8ths or 16ths, and give them varination so it's not a sewing machine. Ghost snares can live just before the main snare, low velocity, just enough to imply forward motion. Processing. Keep it stock and simple. On the snare chain, add saturator with 2-5 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Then EQ 8. If it's boxy, dip a little around 400-700 HC. If it needs more crack, a gentle lift around 3-6K. On the drums group, add glue compressor with a quickish attack like 3ms, release on auto, ratio 2:1, aiming for maybe 1-2 dB of gain reduction. Then drum bus, lightly, drive somewhere in the 5-15% zone, crunch low, boom cautious. The point is a tighter, punchier statement, not a squashed mess. Now bass, 2 layers, sub and res. For sub, use operator, oscillator, a set to sign. Give the amp envelope a small release, like 150-250 milliseconds, so notes don't click off like a gate slam. Add saturator after it with maybe 2-4 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 with a low pass around 120-180 HC to keep it clean and sub-B. For the res, use waveitable, 2 sawish oscillators, maybe a slightly more complex wave on the second osc. Add a little detune and unison 2-4 voices. Keep it modest so it doesn't smear. Filter it with an LP24, add a touch of drive. You can add auto filter after waveitable, but here's the rule for today. Keep movement minimal. We're not relying on filter sweeps to create sections. Our sections will be created by absence. Now group both basses into a bass group. On the res, EQ 8 high pass around 80-120 HC so it's not fighting the sob. Add saturator with 3-7 dB drive. DNB loves harmonics. On the bass group, add compressor and sidechain it from the kick. Attack 1-3 ms, release 60-120 ms. Threshold so you get maybe 2-5 dB gain reduction. This keeps the low end punching cleanly when everything is on. Add one music texture, a stab or pad using analog or waveitable. Short, simple. Add reverb, not a wash, and EQ it so it sits behind the drums and bass. This is your space element that you can mute to instantly change the room. Cool. Now you have your full 8-bar drop loop. Duplicate it so you can build a basic structure in arrangement view. Here's a solid template: 16-bar intro, 16-bar pre-drop, 16-bar drop 1, 8-bar breakdown, 16-bar drop 2. So you're looking at something like bars 1 to 17 intro, 17 to 33 buildup, 33 to 49 drop 1, 49 to 57 breakdown, 57 to 73 drop 2. Exact numbers aren't holy, but the idea is phrase-based arranging. 4, 8, 16. DNB breathes in those chunks. Now, the main concept, a mute palette. Each mute has a feeling. Mute hats are right and the track suddenly feels heavier and more spacious, like the top end stepped out of the way. Mute the kick and you get suspense, and you get that snare-led jungle pressure. Mute the snare and you can create a fake-out, like the floor disappeared for a moment. Mute the sub and everything becomes lighter and smaller, perfect for intros and breakdowns. Mute the reese and the mix gets clear. It's like the curtains open and you see the drums. Mute perks and ghost notes and it feels like a reset clean slate before you slam back in. Now let's do this properly in Ableton. Hit it to show automation lanes. We're going to automate mutes in arrangement view. For hard mutes, use track activator automation, the little on-off button per track. For softer mutes, especially on sustained basses, use utility gain automation or volume automation, so you don't get clicks and pops. Let's build the intro first, bars 1 to 17. Goal, DJ friendly and sparse, but still intentional. A strong move, mute the reese for the first 8 bars. That makes the intro feel restrained without needing any new sounds. Also, mute the kick for the first 4 bars. Let hats, a bit of perk, and maybe the stab carry. Keep the snare on 2 and 4. That's important. The snare is an anchor. It tells the listener we are still in the grid. For sub, either keep it muted or bring it in very minimal from around bar 9 onward. In Ableton, pick the reese track, choose automation for mixer then track activator, and draw it off from bar 1 to bar 9. Do the same on the kick track from bar 1 to bar 5. Already, with 2 mutes, you have a reval intro. Now the pre-drop, bars 17 to 33. Goal. Tease the full loop without adding anything new. We'll do progressive unmuting. At bar 17, turn the reese on, but keep the sub muted. That gives you mid-energy without full floor weight. Then at bar 25, bring the sub on. You'll feel the room drop in. Then, classic move, mute the kick for the last bar before the drop. That vacuum is a cheat code in DNB. Also consider muting the ride or open hat in the last 2 bars, so the top end pulls inward, and the drop feels like it explodes wider when it returns. Teacher note, decide your edit resolution. If you're going for clean, TJ-friendly edits, keep most changes on 1 bar boundaries. If you want roller pressure, you can do a few half bar drops, but don't overdo it or it starts feeling glitchy instead of intentional. Now drop 1, bars 33 to 49. For the first 8 bars, everything on. No cleverness yet. This is important. The listener needs an unedited statement so they understand what full power means in your track. If you start chopping immediately, your drop never lands. Then we create micro contrast with 1 or 2 bar edits. For example, at the start of a new phrase, say bar 41, mute hats for 1 bar. When they come back, the groove feels sharper, like the drums leaned forward. Then later, maybe bar 45, mute the reese for 1 bar so drums plus sub punch through. And on the last bar before your next section, try muting the kick for a beat or a full bar to set up the breakdown. Here's a key idea. Silence is a fill. DNB doesn't always need a drum fill. A well-timed hole is often more powerful than a busy transition. Now breakdown. Bars 49 to 57. Goal. Reset and breathe, but keep it musical. Mute kick, sub, and reese. That's your low end and mid energy gone. Then keep either the snare for a few bars or keep a very quiet hat tick as your timekeeper. Add your stab or pad so the listener still has a vibe to hold onto. If you want, you can use an auto filter on the drums group, but keep it subtle. The main contrast is still the mute decisions, not the filter sweep. Quick pro workflow check. Solo your drums group and listen from intro through drop. Ask yourself, can I tell where the drop starts with drums alone? If the answer is no, your mute pattern isn't announcing sections clearly enough. Fix it with bigger, clearer absences, especially right before and right at section boundaries. Now drop 2, bars 57 to 73. Same sounds, new energy, purely by reordering mutes. Give this drop a signature absence. For the first 4 bars, mute the ride or open hat so the re-entry is tight and focused. Then bring the ride back for bars 5 through 8 so it opens up. Midway through the drop, around bar 65, do a snare fake-out. Mute the snare for half a bar while keeping the hat pulse going so the listener doesn't lose the grid. Then, near the end, mute the bass for 1 bar and slam it back. That bass return will feel huge, because the ear recalibrates instantly when low end disappears. Now let's talk about making mutes hit harder while still respecting the mutes-only spirit. Track Activator is a hard cut. It's great on drums and rhythmic elements, but it can click on sustained bass or on anything with reverb tails. So for bass mutes, put a utility at the end of the chain and automate gain down and up over about 10 to 30 milliseconds. You still get the dropout effect, but it's clean. Another soft mute is EQ8. Automate a low cut to temporarily remove sub energy without changing the MIDI at all. It feels like muting the sub, but smoother. And here's an intermediate coaching concept that will make your arrangement feel composed instead of random. Anchors and movers. Pick two anchors that almost never disappear. In DNB, that's usually the snare and one hat pulse. Then choose your movers, ride or open hat, ghost perks, reese, sub, stab. Most of your contrast should come from the movers. The anchors keep the listener oriented, and the movers create the story. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. 1. Muting randomly instead of phrase aware. Most of your edits should land on 4, 8, or 16 bar boundaries or half phrases. That's how you get this is a section instead of something happened. 2. Muting the wrong anchor. If you mute both snare and hats, you may lose the grid. Keep at least one timekeeper most of the time. 3. Clicks and pops from hard mutes. Fix with utility gain fades, or automate volume instead of track activator on sustained sources. 4. Overmutating the drop. If everything is disappearing constantly, the drop stops feeling locked. Commit to at least one full 8-bar statement per drop. 5. Making the low end disappear too often. Sub mutes are powerful, but if the sub is gone every other bar, the track starts to feel thin instead of controlled. If you want a darker, heavier roller vibe, here are a few hype but practical moves. Create dread with bass mutes instead of risers. Mute sub for one bar before the drop but keep the reese on, or do the reverse. Weaponize hat removal. Brief top-end dropouts make the return feel mean, and treat distortion like a spotlight. A saturated reese sounds even heavier when it returns after a clean moment. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build your 8-bar full loop, duplicate it to 32 bars. Then do this exact mute plan. Bars 1 to 9, reese off. Bars 1 to 5, kick off. Bars 9 to 17, kick on, reese on, sub off. Bars 17 to 25, everything on for the drop. Bar 25 for one bar, hats off. This audio version is shortened for playback.